Well,
is Thomas Palouf there?
Yeah, who is this?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything, just conducting an opinion survey. We would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet like print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay. What are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote 50-50 or you will not vote?
I will vote 50-50.
You will. Okay. Give me a second. What is your age, please?
73.
Okay. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Okay, thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote this year.
Probably 9.
A 9, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Starting with Donald Trump as former president. Do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
Okay. Sherrod Brown as senator.
Either way.
Okay, I don't really have a middle ground here, just somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
Or okay,
kind of like the ones in the middle. Okay. Joe Biden as president. Do you approve or disapprove of the job they're doing?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
I say somewhat.
Okay, and then we have Marcy Katcher as congresswoman.
I'd say strongly approve.
Strongly approve on her. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After each one, tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression, please. If you haven't heard of them or you're just unfamiliar with them, you can tell me that. We're starting with Marcy Katcher.
See, I'm driving right now.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm a good candidate for this right now.
That's all right. If at a certain point you feel it's too much, you can let me know. But this one says, I'm reading you names, right, or institutions, and you're supposed to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of them. And we're starting with Marcy Katcher. Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay. Republicans in Congress is the next one.
Unfavorable. Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. First Energy is the next one.
Who? What? First Energy?
First Energy.
Not familiar.
Okay. Democrats in Congress is the next one.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat
unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Favorable.
Okay. Donald Trump is the next one.
Strongly unfavorable.
Okay. Derek Marin is the next one.
I think unfavorable. Strongly.
Strongly unfavorable? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And last but not least, Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat right now.
Okay. I just want to thank you for your patience and time. We're almost done. And next one says, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy, I'm sorry, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, or another candidate?
Probably Joe Biden.
Okay, Joe Biden. And if the election for Senate were held today and candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay, give me a second. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Probably Democrat Marcy Kaptur.
A second. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marin?
As of now, probably no chance.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who's been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make a difference to you?
It would be the same.
No difference. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you think it's true, please say so. It says, nearly every Republican in the legislature allow millions to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Mann, Republican and Democrat responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation.
You're breaking up now.
Oh.
I don't know if it's because I'm
sorry.
Yeah, I didn't even really hear that. I don't know if we can go on or not.
Read it again. Can you hear me now so I can read it again?
You can try reading it again.
Okay. It says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. So far, so good. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So he continues. It says, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that. So remember that the question is, it makes no difference if it makes you more likely to vote for them or if you think it's not true.
No difference.
No difference. The state legislature, Derek Marin supports anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leaves by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. Remember, the options are much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less, no difference, more likely, or if you think it's not true.
I'd say no difference.
after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history. Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill.
Yeah, you're breaking up again. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I can't hear.
Okay. Can you hear me now? I'll read it again. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history. Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill, bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
For me, it would be less likely.
Much less or somewhat less likely?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, more likely.
No difference.
Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion, would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the cases of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments.
You broke up again.
Okay, which part? The whole thing?
Yeah. I don't know that we should go on. I don't know if it's a storm or what. I know it's getting dark out here where I'm at. But
oh. Yeah, I understand,
know.
But we're really almost done. So if you don't mind, I'd like to try again, if that's okay with you.
Okay, give it a try.
I appreciate that. So it says, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the cases of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Could you hear that one?
I didn't hear the last part of it, but I would say for him, I would be on that, it would be about a little less.
A little less, okay. It says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Could you hear that one?
I did, and it's
okay.
It's less like the other.
You said somewhat less? Oh, okay.
A little less.
Okay, got it. All right, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin?
Maybe what I was thinking, all of those little bit less, if it's a matter of all of those that I marked a little less on. It would be a combination of all of those.
Are a great reason to vote against him. Okay. Give me just a second. A combination.
Sure.
Okay, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
All right. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Well, all of those things that we mentioned before, that you mentioned, but another one, I voted for, I followed Marcy Kaptur quite a while, and I voted for her before. So
okay.
I have a good history with her, I think.
Okay. Give me just a second. All right. So what is the last year of schooling you have completed? These are the last couple of questions.
Bachelor's degree, mechanical engineering, before your college.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
I'd say more independent.
Independent, okay. And I understand you said independent, but would you say you lean more towards Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Or neither. Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity?
I'm not really sure of that.
Like,
not really. Not to my identity.
Not too important or not at all?
Not too important.
Not too, okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. That concludes her survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your pace, by the way. I know you had a hard time hearing. I mean, you had a hard time hearing me, but I appreciate you staying on the line. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. It's just...